ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 5-9। इन बोर्ड टेक्स्ट 9 इज रिटन, सो वी कैन रिसाइट दैट। श्री भगवान उवाच कथम कस्य पदाय दहा पुंश्चल्यां मयि संगतः विश्वासं पंडितो जातु कामिनीषु न जायति ही। वर्ड मीनिंग श्री भगवान उवाच। The supreme personality of Godhead in the form of Mohini Murti said, Katham, how is it so? Kasyapa Dayadaha, you are all descendants of Kasyapa Rishi. Punshalyam, unto a prostitute who agitates the minds of men, mayi unto me, sangataha, you come in my association, vishwasam, faith, panditaha, those who are learned, jatu, at any time, kaminishu, unto a woman, na, never, yati, takes place, he, indeed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Mohini, told the demons, O son of Kasyapa Muni, I am only a prostitute. How is it that you have so much faith in me? A learned person never puts his faith in a woman. Purport. Chanakya Pandit, the great politician and moral instructor, said, Vishwaso naiva kartabhyaha strisu raja kuluyesu cha. Never put your faith in a woman or a politician. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was pretending to be a woman, warned the demons against putting so much faith in her. For she had appeared as an attractive woman, ultimately to cheat them, indirectly disclosing the purpose of which she had appeared before them. She said to the sons of Kasyapa, how is this? You are all born of great Rishi, yet you are putting your faith in a woman who is loitering here and there like a prostitute, unprotected by father or husband. Woman in general should not be trusted, and what to speak of a woman loitering like a prostitute. The word Kamini is significant in this connection. Woman, specially beautiful woman, invoke the dormant lusty desires of a man. Therefore, according to Manusamhita, every woman should be protected either by her husband or her father or by her father or by her grown sons. Without such protection, a woman will be exploited. Indeed, women like to be exploited by men. As soon as woman is exploited by a man, she becomes a common prostitute. This is explained by Mohini Murthy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can read the translation from 5th to 8th also in this connection. Text 5th. O beautiful girl, with beautiful eyebrows, certainly Providence, by His causeless mercy, has sent you to please the senses and minds of all of us in this. Is this not a fact? 6. We are now all engaged in enmity among ourselves. Because of this one subject matter, the container of nectar, although we have been born in the same family, we are becoming increasingly inimical. O thin waisted woman, who are so beautiful in your prestigious position, we therefore request you to favor us by settling our dispute. Text 7. All of us, both demons and demigods, have been born of the same father, Kasyapa, and thus we are related as brothers. But now we are exhibiting our personal prowess in decision. Therefore, we request you to settle our dispute and divide the nectar equally among us. Text 8. Having thus been requested by the demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of a beautiful woman, began to smile, looking at them with attractive feminine gesture. She spoke as follows. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Katham Kasyapadayadaha Poshchalyang Mai Sangataha Vishwasang Pandito Jatu Kaminisu Najatihi. So this chapter particularly describes the final part of Amrita Manthan. When the demigods and demons, they took up the combined project to get nectar, both are very much interested for the nectar, and they both work simultaneously for that project, and one by one many things come out from Kriyasagar by the churning. Finally, they were all looking for the nectar, but it's not coming. Finally, the nectar bottle come, full seal pack, branded with the nectar, and Lord Dhanvantari, he brought it. And when both sides, the demons and demigod, they saw, finally the nectar is there. The demons, they were thinking from the beginning, we will work together, but when nectar will come, we'll take it out. These fellow, what they will do for us? And they snatched the whole nectar part from the hand of Dhanvantari. Lord Dhanvantari, they snatched from him. And the demigods, all demigods become so morose. Now what to do? Gone. We work like us for so long time, and finally the result gone to their hand. Supreme Lord was there in the side of demigods. They said, we are telling in the beginning this will happen, but you told no, you will favor us. Now they have taken. Arey, don't worry. Don't worry, please keep patience. Now what patience? They have taken everything. Keep silence, keep patience. You will get nectar. How? Just wait. And in the meantime, the demons, the generals of the demons, they are big group, they took the nectar bottle and they are fighting among themselves. Who will drink fast? Aham purbam, aham purbam. I will drink fast. Why? How you will drink fast? Why not? I am senior. How you are senior? I'm by age, I am by position, I am by post. They are fighting about the post of seniority like that. Who will drink first batch, who will drink the second batch? And nobody was drinking, fighting among themselves. And this time, Lord was there with the demigods, and demons were there, they are present there, all of them. And before some time, from this churning of milk ocean, Lakshmi Devi was also came out. And she accepted Lord also as her husband. She was there standing next to Lord. And immediately in that situation, Lord make up himself. Even goddess of fortune Lakshmi could not understand. Who is she? How come? Without any customs, there on the spot, immediately, Lord accept such a beautiful woman, the form of a beautiful woman, it is called Mohini Murti. And with proper gesture and proper looking at them, with proper full mood, he wanted, because in Bhagavatam here see, Mohini is telling, but Sukadev Goswami and Vyasadeva written, see Bhagavan Vacha. Bhagavan? But Mohini, she is a female, but it is written, see Bhagavan Vacha. Because that female is none else than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should always be careful. So, she or he, whatever, both are okay. She went and with his full postures and all that, when she went towards demons, the demons are fighting, snatching the nectar bottle. When they look at Mohini Murti, immediately they are so-called attracts for nectar, finish. This bottle nectar, he is living nectar. She is living nectar. This nectar is coming towards us. So all of the demons, they become so much captivated, so much attracted, that immediately they become quiet and they started coming to approach her and telling all these 4 or 5 verses, series of verses. These are spoken by the highly educated demon generals, the group of demons, towards Mohini Devi. And they are looking at the, so beautiful girl. How come? Definitely, this is the arrangement of the providence. You are coming to us just to fulfill our desire, to give us, to satisfy all our senses. Just by looking at you, you are feeling so much happy. What to speak of if you will be with us? They become so much captivated and they tell, see, though we are, they want to, maybe that lady, they may ask, who are you addressing? First, from that side, they are telling, we are all son of Kasyapa. We are all Kasyapa Dayadaha, and we are from high parentage. We are not from ordinary people. We don't think like that. And also very educated, because our father is Kasyapa Rishi. And because of this nectar, we are fighting each other. So now you are there. Oh, beautiful one. You are so prestigious, so nice. So can you help us in mitigating our fighting? Somehow or other they want to be with her. So this is a cause. They want to please, we are now fighting. So you can just sort out, solve the our problems of the fighting. The nectar. And so please help us. And suppose Mohini Devi will tell, Hari, how come you keep faith on me? I am just independent woman, wandering here, no address, nothing, you don't know my background, nothing. How come you putting so much faith on me that I will solve your problem? I will solve your dispute. No. Please don't tell like that. We know you are so much pure. We are so much pure that we think demons are telling that from the birth till now you have not seen any male member. No. You are so chaste and so pure. So please help us. So now, by their so much approach, Lord, in the form of Mohini, telling them, how come you are so learned person, you are telling that your father is Kashyap Rishi, and you are son of Kashyap, you are becoming so lusty. How come? The Brahmanas should be very much, they should have some sense control. You are totally kept it, how come it like that? Then these demons are telling, no, don't think like that, we are so much foreigners, so like that. No, no, we are very highly educated and so much so. Not a common woman can attract us. No, we are very highly sense controlled and all that. But you have no limit. You are so pure enough. You are so chaste enough. You are so beautiful. And we can't, there is no limit for glorification. So because of your so much pure heart and purity, that's why you got attracted. Otherwise, we are not. We are so strong. We are not lusty at all. But because you, your case is different. That's why. So, then Mohini Murthy said, my case is different. Arey Baba, any young woman, he can invoke lusty desire in a man. Oh no, and I am alone, independently loitering without any protection. Oh, forget, don't tell, please. Please don't tell that. We don't want to hear. Why? No, we know. We know the nature of a woman, young woman. What? Now, those are young women, those are lusty young women, loitering here and there. They will always try to prove their chastity everywhere. We are so nice, you are so nice. They will always tell like that. But you are telling yourself that you are lusty. You are not chaste. You yourself, that is the proof that you are the purest among the whole universe. And that is fact. You are, because you being so pure and so beautiful, and in front of us, openly you are telling that you are lusty, you are prostitute and that. Oh, that is the proof. We got it. That is the proof that you are pure enough. So please, please help us. Please help us like that. So all the demons, they are approaching Mohini Murthy, and Mohini Devi just trying to tell them the fact that I am coming to cheat you, Baba. I am here to cheat you. Why you are keeping faith on me? You are learned, you are so powerful, and you are son of Kashyapa. Still you are become, why so foolish? No, no, no. Actually, Lord, because he take the shape of Mohini, he want to illusion them. God is God, he is in and out. He has the regulator. He is controlling the regulator, and from outside, she is telling that, see, I am telling you clearly, don't keep faith on me. And inside is putting full regulator on, that full faith on me. See, he is doing only, he or she, whatever she is doing. Inside putting so much faith, making them so much lusty, make them so much attracted, captivated, that they have no choice. They become mad. And outsidely she is becoming, see, you should not keep faith on me. You should not believe me. Is any learned man, they should not do like that. You are son of Kashyapa. How come you think like that? Very openly telling that. And inside their degree is in the cent percent. What they will do? Because he is Mohini. He or she, he can illusion anybody at any time, any place, any circumstances. But one thing is there. Maybe some think that why Chanakya Pandit Prabhupada quoted in the past, Chanakya Pandit, the moral instructor, the Vishwasa Naiva Kartabhya Strisu Rajakulesucha, never ever believe any woman or politician, and many other persons to this, that. But see, somebody may think that here why women are getting so much, they are not getting merit, they are getting condemned here. No. One thing you must think that. See, this is a severe dispute here. The whole demon gang is there and demigods were there. All of them there. And they have a severe dispute. The devata, all the demigods, they are so much morose that nectar has taken, and they work hard and they are not getting anything. They are very much depressed, and in the demons, they have taken the nectar bottle and they are also fighting. And now Lord is there, how to sort out everything. They will say they are already in a depressed position, all the demigods. And the demons, they are so egoistic and they are so powerful, they have taken. So how Lord will do the his project is to take the nectar, and in front of them, in front of everybody, he will give the nectar to the demons, to the demigods. That was his plan. So how will do in this such a severe dispute case? Nothing can help. Immediately this dispute will shut out if a woman will interfere. There are no women in the project working, all the demigods and demons, there are no men. Only men were there. But immediately Lord took the form of a woman. And just by that he shutted out all the problems within no time. They are such a highly caliber educated and powerful demons. Immediately they told them to, please you take the water bottle and you distribute it equally. Are you, if I distribute somebody will, I will give somebody to some more, somebody less, and then you may blame me. Why you are telling like that? I am new one. You don't know my background. How come? Are Baba, don't tell like that. You take the water bottle, nectar bottle, if you want to drink yourself, no problem. If you want to throw in the ocean, no problem. If you want to give anybody everything, no problem. Just please, support, be with us. You please take. Don't tell like that. The demons are so much captivated, so much attracted, without any cause, without any thing, they are ready to surrender, totally surrender, without any clause. And Mohini Devi, the Lord himself was there, and he could not do the success. He could not success his plan, so he has to take form of a woman. So in such a severe dispute case, only problem can be shutted out if some Mohini will come. So even the Lord has to take the form of a woman to solve this problem. And he is serving in such a way that you will read further that she will go in front of them, and in such a way he captivated all the demons. The demons are full 100%, more than 100% faith, and they gave the nectar bottle in her hand. You take it. And you will read it again further that Mohini Devi, in front of them, both the group, demons and demigods, she will take the nectar bottle, nectar part, and she will tell them how nectar should be, all the process, how nectar can drink, and please go and take bath, take night dress up and sit down, I will distribute. So then he said, see, they are your brothers now? Yes, they are our brothers. We are born of same father. Now, you work together? No, yes, we work together. Now, if you don't mind, can you tell? No, yes, yes. What is your plan? Now, I am thinking, because they are already depressed, you see, they are your brother also, they work so hard. So, why not? Because the nectar bottle was for a long time in the fridge. So, all the real nectars, they were in the down. All the liquids are on the up. So if you don't mind, I will give them the liquid only, upper grade, and the down portion, the real condensed nectar, I will give you all of you. Oh, yes, yes, no problem. We know you are favoring only us, because you come towards us only. And they accept her proposal, and in front of them, by taking their permission, Mohini Devi is Lord, and she started distributing them, and they are looking after them. Looking, and they have full glass food bottle they are distributing there. So In such a long dispute for nectar only they have tried, and because just Mohini Murti appeared, all their long so-called plan, so-called labor, so-called desire for nectar, everything finished at once. So this is the special act of Mohini Devi. No other can do it. In this Samudra Manthan Leela, though Lord has taken many, many forms in this Samudra Manthan Leela, but this Mohini form, maybe Lord has many, any form of Lord, they have a separate planet in Vaikuntha. I was thinking, Mohini Devi has a planet or not? It's just for some half an hour or so, he took that form. And I was in, last year I was in Goa, there is a huge temple of Mohini Devi. I have not seen anywhere in India, but there is there, Mohini Murti, very beautiful temple, big temple, Mohini Avatar. So that means some people are there who is worshipping, they are worshipper of Mohini Devi also, followers of Mohini Devi, because he is Supreme Lord. He may be in Mohini form or any form, he is Supreme Lord. So, but though in the according to rule, a person should not keep faith in a woman, that is according to Chanakya Pandit, or that's moral instruction, woman or politician. But the Lord is in Mohini form, she is telling also. Actually, no learned person should keep faith in a man, woman. And that too, a woman, if she is totally independent. She is loitering here and there. Nobody knows why and where from. So, you should never ever keep faith. But, only in this such a problem case, only woman can sort out the problem. Problem will start from them, and problem will shut out by them. And the technique they should know, and they know the technique. So here it is said, and Prabhupada is saying, when also in the Bharasati said, when Lord took the form of Mohini, she was walking and looking, and all his posture is exactly feminine posture. To attract the heart of the demons. Even the demigods, they were attracted, of course. Nobody can get away from him. And by attracting them and cheat them. This is the super formula of cheating. If you want to cheat somebody, in front, in daylight, totally the spot, you want to cheat right away. So then this is the way you can cheat them. And the whole world, not only the whole world, all of us, we are getting cheated. It is said in Bhagavatam also that this material world, the another name material world is Maithunagara. So all of us are somehow or other, here and there, somehow or other are trapped in this mood. Trapped in this mentality. So, Lord is accepting this form to sort out the dispute and bring the nectar part from them, and in front of them give to the demigods. No other form, no other way can help Lord. Lord himself, he has to take the form of woman. So, we should not at all think that they are degraded or something like that. They are of such a high caliber that Lord has no choice to take the form of their form. Lord has to take the form, and immediately the demigods, they have to get nectar Lord had promised them, and he can only did that by taking the form of Mohini. So Mohini Devi, moha means illusion. So who can illusion anybody. Mohini Deva, when we are seeing in Vrindavan, Krishna, he was not in Mohini form, but he was so beautiful and so enchanting, everybody getting captivated. And when Krishna will take his flute, the name of the flute is Mohana Vansi, that the flute can illusion anybody and everybody. And there is a description in Bhagavatam, in when Krishna play his flute, that how, without taking in form of Mohini or something like that, just by playing flute, that all nature got changed. It is said that is Jamuna, the water of Jamuna is flowing towards down. When Krishna blows a flute, plays a flute, then the water come in opposite direction. The aquatics, the fishes and all that in the water, they come out from the water, in the place. And the deers, they were grazing the grass, and they were taking the grass in their mouth, they can't chew also. And the forest, the trees, those who are newly leaves come out, all the leaves get down, they become dry. And those who are dry, they become full of new leaves. It's all opposite things happened just by playing the flutes. So Krishna can do, even by playing flute, he can captivate anybody. Even by just without playing flute, just by a smile, he can do it. Just by a glance, he can do it. Anything he can do it. Because he can do illusion, he can moha. He can create moha up to optimum capacity by any of his organ, just by displaying anything. But the supreme, the famous, the medium of illusion, the moha, is this form. So that's why the name of the form is Mohini, Mohini form. So we can see in this lesson of Bhagavatam that even the demons are very powerful, very educated, and the son of Kashyapa, being all sorts of qualifications, everything, and even after they have snatched the nectar pot, it is in their hand. Nobody can say if they drink the open the bottle, they would have drink. Nobody can tell anything. But somehow or other, they just about to drink and divide who will drink, how will drink, and immediately Lord is captivating them just by taking a Mohini form. So we should take the lesson. Even in history we can say, big emperors, kings, though they were so powerful, so rich, but they were becoming a dear play dog in the hand of Mohini. Other Mohinis, but Mohinis. So they are so powerful instrument, so powerful to illusion anybody and change the decision and change the mood, change the attitude on this part, outright. So by that the acharyas, they are telling, the Lord is by telling this, how come you keeping faith on me? Openly he is telling. So by that, the Lord is declaring herself what should be done, how we should treat. But even if you know that, but you can't. Because the Lord himself, he want to illusion, you have no choice. How can you do? Even if some of them were they were brahmachari or something, very controlled, you can't do anything. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Lord himself declares, this is mama maya. Daivi esa gunamai mama maya turatyaya. This is my energy. Who can challenge that energy? Matta paratarang nanyat kanchida asti dhananjaya. Nobody is better than me. Nobody is similar to me. And this is my energy. This Maya has two adjectives, two visheshan. One is daivi, it is not material because it belongs to Krishna. And it is belong to Krishna, mama. You see, mama maya and daivi maya. And this three-phase material nature, it is divya. And is belong to Krishna. Krishna is telling, this is mama maya, it is my energy. Without sir, nobody can challenge it. If somebody wants to deal with it, the only and the only way, if they surrender unto me. If they surrender unto me. And we know that here in this fighting here, the nectar project, the demigods from the beginning, they were surrendered to Lord. Whatever the Lord is selling, they are saying, they are agreeing. Okay sir, but the demons, they never. That is the nature of the demon actually. Demons and demigods are the difference. Both are son of one father. Both are brother. But the only difference is that the demons will never keep faith on Lord. They will keep faith on their power and their position and their wealth, opulence. And the demons, they also have ego, but in the trouble time, they will keep faith on Lord. Only when problem comes, they will approach Lord. But the demons, even problem comes, they will never approach Lord. They will never. They will do their process. Though many other things, they will never go to Lord. So this is the only difference between demons and demigods. So even the demigods, they are not fully surrendered, but partially. Only in problem cases, they used to approach Lord. Just a partial surrender. Little surrender. Even for that, the Lord is supporting them. And in front of everybody, in daytime, even they have taken the water part, nectar part, and he became so much, he took the Mohini Phan nut, easily, so nicely take the bottle nectar from them and distribute in front of them, distribute them. This is it. And such a favor, Lord has given, showing so much favor to demigods. Why? Because they have little surrender. If somebody will surrender more, if will somebody surrender full, then what to speak? That's why Krishna is telling, Je jathamang prapadyante stang sthathiva bhajami. It is depending on our degree of surrender, how much we are surrendering. And the devotion, the so-called bhakti, bhakti, the life of bhakti is surrender. Yes. Our acharyas, they said, Mahaprabhu, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this, incarnate in this land. The one main project of the Mahaprabhu is to teach surrender. Yes. Sikhaya saranagati bhakatera prana. This is the life and soul of devotion and devotee. Without surrender, a devotee is dead and devotion is also dead. So this is the life, surrender. And how much surrender we have, that degree, Lord is reciprocating with us. So here we are seeing the demigods, they are not that surrender. They have their own project. But in the problem case, they, sir, please, we can't do anything, please help us. So at least, we can learn from this case that even at least we can do that. Then we can get favor from Krishna. And if you do more, then what to speak of? So, in Bhagavatam, each lesson, each chapter, the full of teachings of pure devotion, backed by surrender to Lord. So somehow or other we have to learn from this lesson also that how much you have to surrender. Even Mohini Murti, the same Mohini Murti Krishna is declaring, if somebody surrender, then he will surpass the Mohini Murti's power also. Mama vai prapadyante maya maitang tarantite. He can surpass this maya just by taking shelter of Krishna, just by surrendering to him. So this is so powerful energy, the Maya Shakti, the Mohini Shakti of Krishna, that we all, not only we, the unlimited billions and universe, many, many entities down from starting Brahma to the down, everybody, they are controlled by the Supreme Lord, only by the super power, Mohini, illusion power. He is his Maya Shakti. He is doing everything just by his Maya. Super energy, super control he has. And that super energy control, if we want to get away from it, then we have only one way, surrender unto Krishna. Mamekam saranam brajaha. So the same thing, here we can see, if somebody surrender, then that's it. Not surrender, then you will get trapped. Anytime, no matter whatever prowess, no matter whatever opulence, no matter whatever education, intelligence you have, it will become zero in front of Mohini. Everything will become flat, white, nothing is there. So we should be very, very, very careful, extra careful. Not that we should tell them, no, we should not tell them, no, nothing can help you. You may keep inside the sobari money. He kept himself under the water, down, he was not coming out. And he was so much trapped, he came out from the water and married 50 princesses, Mandata, 50. So not that just you block yourself inside the room, close yourself inside the room or go in the water or heaven or anywhere, or go to Himalaya, no. No way, our mind is with us always. And Maya is there. Krishna is telling, Mama Maya, where it is, Maya? This lust. The lust is residing in our mind, in our senses, mana and our intelligence. Mana buddhi indriyani asya adhishtana uchyate. These three, they have their camp. In the mind, in the sense, in the intelligence. So no way we can get away. No way. The only way, if somehow or other, raise our hand, surrender, Pahimam, was take surrender, we are nowhere, then only we can deal with this Maya, otherwise we will be trapped, and we are getting trapped always. So, here, very clearly, the talkings of the discussion between Mohini Devi and the demons and the Prabhupada also making the purport that though we should not keep faith on any unprotected woman. So that means the woman should be always be protected. Somebody was telling me yesterday, why our Shastra in the woman's, they are thinking like that, they are nowhere. From the beginning, they have to be protected by the father, and they grow up, they have to be protected by husband, and after, they are protected by the son, they are always protected. Are Baba, if you have some super precious material, you will keep it under protection or throw it away in the garbage? No, you will take it in the almira, in the safe, put another lock. Because it's really precious. It's so important. Though it's so important, it's a very precious thing, then we should keep in super protection. And we are unprotected, wandering here and there, we are useless. But those are useful, they should be protected. Yes. So we should not think the other way. And that's why Lord Krishna, he had no other choice. He took the form, that form to sort out their problem. There is a severe problem there. So, without discussing this way, that way, they are pointing at us, they are pointing, no. The only point to learn here, that how much we are surrendering to the feet of Lord. That is the only bottom line here. What is the degree of our surrender? Either male form or female form. Soul has no form, female or male. Soul is one. Mami vansu jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. But this form is Maya is working here. So if you want to really surrender, then get away from Maya. So only way is to surrender. So all these lessons, without getting into so much trouble, discussion, fighting, this, that, we have to, both of us, we should concentrate our mind how to surrender, how to surrender. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Is there any comments or question? Want to say something? Careful enough. Thank you, Maharaj. In this connection, I have heard from somewhere that when Lord Shiva Vaishnavananda Dasimbu, he get attracted, somebody gave very nice another region that glorifies Lord Shiva. He is not actually Lord Shiva. The all demigods and demons, they came for nectar, but Lord Shiva didn't come. He was not interested for nectar. Because he was always taking the nectar of holy name. He didn't come. And when he heard that Lord took the form of Mohini Murti, he said, I missed it. I should come. And Lord Shiva came with his wife and with his followers also. All of them came. And they approached Lord Vishnu. And he said, my Lord, I missed that form. I want to see it. Lord said, why you are with Mataji is there and why you are But Lord Shiva, no, please. And why they are saying, what is the real mood of Lord Shiva?